Well, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, May 3rd, brought to you by Provita's Promotions. Want to boost your brand? Do you want your business to stand out from the crowd? Look no further than Provita's Promotions. They'll consult with you at no cost, and they're going to find the perfect swag for your business. Logoed apparel, hats, promotional products, trade show displays, and awards. You know, Provita's is the region's top provider for free online stores, and now Provita's Promotions offers free shipping. Any item, any sized order, you get free ground shipping to one location. They're located in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. You can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more, and all with free shipping, too. Provita's Promotions, call 1-866-PRO-SWAG or shop provitaspromo.com. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Provita's Promotions. Well, excessive rainfall has caused flooding in Cavalier, where officials asked residents in some parts of the community to evacuate their homes due to the rising water. Pembina County Sheriff's Office says some areas will become inundated and residents may be unable to leave due to flooded streets. Cavalier, the largest city in Pembina County with about 1,100 residents, is about 80 miles northwest of Grand Forks. Region received between 1.5 and 2 inches of rain between Friday and Sunday, as did Thief River Falls and Crookston here in northwestern Minnesota. Well, Wenatchee in Pembina County has become an island, with the Pembina River cresting at 21.7 feet and holding steady. Town of about 380 people has limited access due to roadway flooding. Community is building a ring deck around the city. At Pembina, water is touching I-29, but at this time is not over the interstate. High school students will be volunteering to fill sandbags today and tomorrow with a goal of 4,000 bags, while Halla and Drayton are steady and stable. Drayton has added a foot of clay to the dike, and foot patrols are underway, with the crest expected to come on Thursday. Well, it's time now for your Moe's Daily Dish for this Tuesday, the 3rd of May. It's the Mr. Zevon Burger. Yeah, Moe's Grilled Burger with sautéed onions, ham, blue cheese, crumbles, and a Moe's basted egg. Yeah, blue cheese crumbles and a basted egg. Served on a pretzel bun with fries. Sounds delish, doesn't it? It's only $12. It's your Moe's Daily Dish. Check out the Daily Dish and more awesome meals at Moe's Cafe, right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, one man is facing several charges after police say he followed a woman into her home and then assaulted her. Police say it happened around 11 a.m. Sunday in the 2600 block of 13th Avenue South. Authorities say a man followed a woman into a secure apartment building and asked her to use her phone. He then followed her into her apartment and assaulted her before fleeing. Grand Forks police eventually found 27-year-old Jared Adams of Grand Forks and arrested him for kidnapping, terrorizing, felonious restraint, and simple assault. Police say this is an ongoing investigation, but there is no threat to the public from this incident. Well, with looser COVID restrictions and warmer weather approaching, the roads are seeing more action, and we're seeing the highest prices at the pump since 2013. North Dakotans, on average, are paying $3.95 for a gallon of unleaded. AAA reps say prices will continue to climb over the $4 mark. Prices are still lower than the national average of $4.19. Now, experts say the Russian-Ukraine crisis has contributed to barrels of oil being around $100 now. Demand for gasoline and oil is continuing to remain strong. We haven't seen a great deal of pullback in the amount of gasoline consumers are using. According to Gene Leducer, the director of the Public Affairs North Dakota AAA, AAA suggests driving more conservatively and combining trips to preserve fuel. And finally, East Grand Forks City Council will vote yes or no tonight on a proposed asphalt plant in city limits. Do we really want more stink? No. Show up at City Hall at 5 o'clock and make sure you just say no. Sports, Major League Baseball, Twins beat the Orioles 2-1 last night. Two teams play tonight at 6:05. Stanley Cup playoffs going on in the NHL. And St. Louis Blues, man, they were all over the Minnesota Wild last night, 4-0. Game 2 is tomorrow night at 8:30. High school baseball, Grand Forks, Red River, and Central meet at 5 o'clock today at Kraft Field. East Grand Forks hosts Barnesville at 4:30 today. Sacred Heart will host West Marshall at 6:30. Girls softball, Central got shut out by West Fargo Cheyenne 12-0 yesterday. They play at Fargo Davies tonight at 6:15. Red River is at Shanley for a 4:30 game. And girls tennis, West Fargo Cheyenne at Grand Forks Central. That gets underway, just started here at Choice Health and Fitness. Grand Forks Red River is at Fargo North. And that's your sports. Now it's time for your weather. Let's go to the Region Weather Live with Brad Werner.
Hi, this is meteorologist Brad Werner from Region Weather Live, and this is your Grand Forks best source forecast for Friday, April 29th. And here we are, the weekend once again, and of course, the rain comes back in. It looks like the rain should start moving into our area right around the 11 a.m. Noon time frame. So it seems like every day it kind of moves it up just a little bit more. But so it looks like we're going to be starting off with more of a rainier day than we were expecting previously, where our Friday's already going to start off.
Well, we just figured out that's not the right forecast. But I tell you what a great day today. We're looking at mostly sunny skies. You notice that when you woke up this morning? Beautiful. High today, right around 55 degrees. Well, that's your morning update with special thanks to the Southtown Poorhouse, where every day is a great day. Stop in for your favorite drinks and, of course, happy hour. Half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6. Don't forget about Buck Burgers on Tuesdays and the awesome steak specials on Thursdays at 6. And make sure to check out the Southtown Poorhouse events page to find out when your favorite band is playing live. This Friday, it's October Road. Saturday, it's DJ and the Atomica. Every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle, next to the Grand Cities Mall. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Well, the Great Reset is back with Dr. Dan and David with the Midwest Public Health Coalition today at 11. Tune in to see what today's show will bring. It's always a good one on Tuesdays. Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show that way. And become a patron on Podbean to qualify for all kinds of cool giveaways. Grand Forks, it's a lovely place, isn't it? Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.